California Governor Gavin Newsom issued a statewide stay-at-home order effective immediately on Thursday, March 19th. He did this to mitigate the impacts of the coronavirus pandemic. The restrictions are the first to encompass all 40 million of us Californians. I'm Gloria Moraga. This is One-on-One, Communications in the Digital Age and in the Age of COVID-19. We are now dealing with this virus, and now more than ever, we need to talk to one another, be kind to one another, and communicate with one another. This is from the governor's executive order. Californians must do what is necessary to meet this moment and to help bend the curve, Newsom said during a late afternoon briefing. It's time for us to recognize as individuals and as a community that we need to do more. That is a quote. Now other governors are following suit. I'm Gloria Moraga, and we are doing some remote interviews. And today, former police chief, Dan Davis.
Hi, I'm with Dan Davis. Dan, give us your title and, just a little bit of background. What's your area of expertise?
Well, I'm a retired police chief. Spent 30 years in law enforcement. Now I'm a consultant in the area of emergency preparedness, prevention of active shooter events, and just general overall emergency preparedness.
Let's just talk a little bit about what's going on with COVID-19. And the governor has kind of told California, all California residents, to stay indoors. It's kind of a shelter in place order. What does that mean?
Well, it basically means strengthens the recommendations that have been in place for several days now to stay inside your house and do the best you can to self-quarantine without feeling like you're imprisoned and, in home detention or some such thing. But it's basically strengthening the recommendations that have been in place for several days now.
So what's your thought about this? Why is he doing this? Some people are underreacting and saying, come on, this is ridiculous. Others are taking it totally seriously and saying, oh no, we need to do this kind of thing. What's the general thought from someone in law enforcement on why someone would do this, and is it good?
Well, the way I read this is it's the spirit of it is that it adds some backbone to kind of like put some force behind the message that, hey folks, you need to take this seriously and you need to stay home and shelter in place, which means basically to stay in your environment and be self-sufficient there for a period of time so that we don't spread this horrible virus and make it a worse situation than it already is.
And give us some information from the police, from law enforcement standpoint. So if someone wants to go out and get some food or just go for a walk to the park by themselves or with just their family members, are they going to be arrested? I mean, what's the, I know that's ridiculous, but what's kind of the thought from law enforcement about people being out and about?
Well, I think it's more of an educational effort, honestly, to educate people that this is what you should do. And I think if you go out there and you're within one of the exceptions that are listed, and there are many in the guidelines that the governor put out, you're going to be okay. It's not like the police are going to be out there stalking anybody that goes out for a walk or goes out to go to the store. Obviously, those are exceptions, and they're practical exceptions, and it allows people to still live your life without having to feel like you're in home detention or some such thing.
Yeah. So a run to, McDonald's or wherever is it at midnight is.
Honestly, I don't think I would go out to McDonald's if it was me. I might go through the drive-thru or some such thing, or I might go to the grocery store to pick up some groceries or run to the bank if you had to do some kind of finance stuff. And I think you'd be fine. I think most police officers are going to be out there as long as you're not creating some kind of a disruption. You're not gathered in some big crowd or some such thing where you're like, close together and interacting in that way. I think that there's not going to be it's not an enforcement effort. Like I said, it's an educational endeavor. And I listened to Sheriff Scott Jones talking about it yesterday, and he said, you know, this is an educational effort on our part to get the word across to people that you need to take this seriously and you need to stay in your environment as much as you possibly can. If you have to go out and take care of your business and then go back in and, you know, shelter in place and stay where you're comfortable. And it's not like a militia, a martial law or some such thing like that. It's an effort to encourage people to comply with the shelter in place guidelines.
So just anything else that you want to add? I know your area of expertise is, besides being former police chief and in law enforcement for years, you do training now for safety training, how to avoid trouble, to be safe at all times. I mean, any other tips that you have for us right now?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. Number one, it's not a time to panic. We need to be prepared but not scared. And we need to be able to deal with a situation where we can all unite to fight something such as this virus. And we need to be prepared anyway. So it's kind of a good lesson for us to learn that, you know, you don't need to go out and hoard toilet paper. You don't need to go out and take every canned good off the shelves in the store. We need to like be united and take care of each other and support each other and get through this. We will get through it. It's going to be a tough time for a little while. I know I've been in my house for the last 3 days without leaving, and it's getting kind of, I get cabin fever to an extent, but really you just have to like try to apply common sense to this. It's not as if you can't ever leave your house again, and you need to wear a mask whenever you go outside, all those kinds of things. We need to avoid the panic, because the panic can affect us in more ways than the actual virus is. As I was saying to some people that I know, you know, the virus is affecting a small percentage, and I don't want to minimize it in any way. It's a serious situation, but it's affecting a small percentage of the population, but the panic and the hysteria is affecting the whole population. 100% of the population is affected by the panic. So we need to just kind of like keep a lid on it, not get too afraid of everyday life. We can still go on about our lives, but we just have to limit our social interactions and those kinds of things right now.
Okay.
Worst period of time.
What you said, I missed the last part.
For a short period of time. I know it seems like forever to everybody. A day can seem like forever when you're stuck inside the house and you can't leave. But there's all kinds of different ways to entertain yourself if you really come up with some solutions and you concentrate on staying away from people for a while.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dan Davis, for helping shed some, you know, light on what this means as far as the police are concerned, or public safety, and just valuable information. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Gloria Moraga, one-on-one, communications in the digital age.